I just want to say one thing about the celebration and the origin. I have some thoughts that I've been thinking about the 4th of July and the celebration, because we celebrated for a long time. Black people celebrated. I mean, we thought that was what we was freedom. We was free, you know, during that time, and we thought that meant us being part of this great country. But I just want to say one thing, because I thought about it from the point of, what was the origin of the 4th of July? The origin was a revolution. That when they, from a colony here, that broke away from Britain.
Right.
Right? And I thought about that. I said, well, what kind of revolution was that? Was that a revolution, you know, for freedom? And I thought about it. I said, well, that was a colony. And that was people here before that colony got here. And what happened to those people, you know, Native Americans that was here? When that colony came here and they committed genocide or did everything to get rid of the people who was originally here, and then they set up a land and called themselves fighting against a country that's supposed to have been oppressing them. So I don't see it as a true revolution in the sense of fighting for some type of real freedom. You know, I'm saying that they were settlers, just like in South Africa. And
that's correct.
In South Africa and
thank you.
And what's the other place over there? It's another country over there. They was a settler colony. They came in and destroyed the people who was here. So what kind of revolution was that? I think that have to be some rehashing of that history and that revolution. Because all we doing is sanitizing, you know, to make it look good. And that's what America's doing, to make them look good. But they don't, like you said, they don't talk about what really happened. Anyway, that's my point.
Thank you very much. That's my point of view too.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree with you more, Willie. And that's what I was trying to allude to earlier about, that's the big lie.
Right.
That this country is based on freedom and on democracy. 75% of the people that were in this country when they instituted the Constitution couldn't vote. So what's a democracy if 75% of people who didn't own property, whether they were white or brown or black, they could not vote in this country for over 100 years. So to say that this is based on the democracy is a big lie. Now, in terms of the British and the colonists came over, committed genocide against all that, could not be correct. And that's what these people are afraid of exposing the truth. That's why they're so uptight about this critical racial theory, which is nothing new, because we've been criticizing them. When Frederick Douglass said his memorable words is July 4th, he was criticizing them then. That was almost 200 years ago. So what they are upset about is the truth being told. And that's what we have to do. And that's what a station like yours is doing. It's speaking truth to power.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I want to say that is true. But the other thing was that we have to be truthful and we have to be realistic, that it was basically white supremacy over people of color, over slavery, the genocide of indigenous people, which still goes on, the genocide of black people, which still goes on, but it's just covered and claiming that they're citizens or we have a democracy. But it was basically a democracy for the very rich white men, not even women. And this is a thing that led us to this day in which they can't hear the truth. They want us to believe all these fairy tales that people were free. How could you say that you were fighting a revolution against the British when they had slavery when most of these people that signed the Declaration of Independence were slave owners. How could we say that? We have to study that narrative. It was a negative narrative. It wasn't something positive. It was all based on that theory of the superiority of the white race over people. They were chosen to rule over us and kill us and do anything they want to us. This is one thing that we have to study.
So anybody else want to say something around that?
Yeah,
Dave?
Yeah, I just think that, you know, I'm looking at what's up for discussion, and there's a serious omission. And that is, the first real revolution was in Haiti. That was a revolution.
Okay. Against slavery and,
yeah,
and for
right,
liberation.
Right. And I don't know if you see C.L.R. James, Black Jacobins.
I read it.
Okay, so we know that that was a real revolution. That was a real revolution. And in fact, the French had gone through, Napoleon had gone through a revolution, and he still came back to Haiti to try and imprison the people who had won the freedom. And the only reason he couldn't do it is because the fighters went up into the mountains and the French succumbed to a yellow fever, you know. Coronas, the day they succumbed to yellow fever, and therefore they were defeated. But they did the same thing. Up until, I think, at least 10 years ago, the French were still getting money identified from what they lost during that revolution. We also have to understand that even the United States, when they put Aristide in there as a democratic representative of Haiti, they swooped him up and took him to Africa. So this is a continuing struggle. They swooped him up. Colin Powell and the woman, they masterminded.
Congolese the squeezer.
Yeah, so.
Congolese the squeezer.
Yeah, so we have to focus as we teach on the Haitian Revolution, because it had a huge effect throughout the Caribbean, you know, so.
Yeah, and.
I'm finished.
Yeah. Oh, Angel, you was gonna say something?
Oh yes, yes, definitely. That's about the one we're dealing with, the narratives of what's been written for us in the non-history books. It's a long project. Why were people mad at the projects that talk about what happened in the times of slavery? I mean, you call it 1619, or if you include the Caribbean experience, you can go back to 1501. And what we're doing is we're just destroying those old narratives that don't mean anything to nationally oppressed in this present day and time, and honoring more, for example, the indigenous nations that were here, and the indigenous and the Africans, and even white indentured servants that came together to revolt against their slave masters, such as in New York City in 1741, for example. So that's what we should be commemorating. Because that is a more reflection of the struggle as it continues.
Mm-hmm. So, what would y'all say? Like that number two question that Frederick Douglass and I think Dave alluded to it in that statement of the 4th of July. Is that about what is the 4th of July to Black people? Is that still relevant today in terms of the Black Lives Matter movement or era?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You know, Frederick Douglass had a consistent line throughout his life, from being a kid till the time he died, that he was in struggle, even after the Civil War. they offered him to go to Haiti and, you know, be a representative, you know, that kind of thing. But Frederick Douglass was a master at replying. He's a master of replying to that whole period from the so-called American Revolution right till the time he died. He's a master. And we have to go back and look at that, what he has said, read it carefully, and we can find all the hypocrisy that exists today. Because he wasn't just called our attention to it, but he was calling the big white folks of the day to task. He broke with the abolitionists. I remember when I first
That's correct, he did.
He broke with the abolitionists, Garrison, his group.
Garrison.
And so I can't back off from what Douglass did for black people, you know. He did, you know, it's impossible unless we read and study carefully to understand what a giant he was.